This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Economic competence takes the stage in France's impending big election. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. France's presidential election is Sunday, a runoff between right-wing Marine Le Pen and center-left Emmanuel Macron. Last night, there was a sprawling three-hour debate in which Macron's background as an investment banker and Le Pen's idea of moving away from the European single currency were front and center. Michael Stothard is Paris correspondent for the Financial Times.
It was a seriously grueling match between two candidates who have completely different views about the world, how France should be, the merits of free trade. And it really turned into a political slogging match.
And what's this about Le Pen saying that Macron might turn France into a trading floor?
Yeah, she's trying to paint him as a slave to global finance and the system. She said that she was the candidate of purchasing power, ordinary French people, and he was the candidate of buying up France. He struck back, calling her the high priestess of fear.
And he also had a line of attack. Ms. Le Pen seemed a little bit unsure of herself on the question of dual currencies, the euro.
Yeah, it was one of the most painful bits of the night where Le Pen tried to explain her policy of leaving the euro, but keeping a kind of common European currency that would work in parallel with the franc. She really didn't seem sure of herself, and Macron really capitalized on that. He was all patronizingly asking her to explain it in great detail with a look on his face that suggested that she had no idea what she was talking about.
All right. Michael Stothard, Financial Times in Paris. Thank you for this.
Pleasure to be here.
Financial market players are closely watching the outcome. Macron is favored to win on Sunday, although we've learned to be cautious of polls. The real estate site Zillow has just launched a tool aimed at first-time homebuyers. Realestate.com features a calculator that adds up all the expenses of owning a particular house or apartment, property taxes, mortgage insurance, utilities, the stuff for which a new owner really does need to budget. Marketplace's Ryan Kyloth reports.
Jeremy Waxman is chief marketing officer at Zillow. He says the industry stereotype had been that,
you know, you had to get old before you bought a home.
Because young people, right? They just want to rent apartments and never grow up. Actually,
home buyers in general are younger and more diverse than we thought.
More than half of first-time buyers are under 34, according to Zillow's latest research. And because they're buying later in life than previous generations, they're looking for the perfect home, not a starter. Compounding the problem, says Javier Vivas of rival site Realtor.com,
it's the hottest market we've seen in decades. There's just not enough homes.
And when young buyers do find a place they like, says Zillow's Jeremy Waxman, their eyes are usually bigger than their wallets. They overextend and
it makes their home search take longer because they weren't properly prepared for what they could or should be buying.
This is where Zillow's new tool comes in. The idea is to teach young folks what buying a home really entails. Because the sooner they know that, the sooner you can sell them one. In New York, I'm Ryan Kyloth for Marketplace.
The House is set to vote today on repealing and replacing Obamacare, and indications are there may be enough votes for it to pass. Republicans are downplaying the criticism that the Congressional Budget Office has yet to evaluate the costs of the new plan since a previous version of the bill has been scored. Now, if it does pass, it'll face an even tougher road in the Senate, suggesting that for now there is still Obamacare. And there's new research showing that free annual checkups for people on Medicare required under the existing law aren't saving nearly as much money as intended. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
One way to improve health and save money? Catch a problem before it happens. I remember meeting this woman. She was in her late 60s, and I was meeting her for the first time.
Dr. Ashana Ganguly works at the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. These visits are pretty prescribed, getting medical and family history, updating lists of prescriptions and physicians, lots of screenings. It helped Ganguly discover the woman in front of her was a pre-diabetic. The two hatched a plan.
What we settled on was that she would start to see our nutritionist, and we had scheduled another visit to follow up on how things were going.
This is the poster child of wellness visits, making diet and exercise changes to hopefully avoid the expensive care that comes with diabetes is just what Medicare wants to see. But new research, headed up by Ganguly, shows just 16% of people eligible went to one of these visits. Maybe because lots of people still don't know about it. Maybe because lots of docs haven't set up systems. Ganguly finds visits are much more common in some cities than others. It certainly doesn't help that these appointments, which remember are supposed to be free to patients, may come with surprise bills.
You're in for your annual wellness visit and you say, oh, right, also, I've been having this protracted cough. And they take a look and they write you a prescription.
Casey Schwarz, a lawyer with the Medicare Rights Center, says it's natural for patients and physicians to blur the line between a wellness visit and just a regular old doctor's appointment.
That is a diagnostic service that's not part of the annual wellness visit, and so it's not covered at 0% cost sharing.
The federal government has already invested heavily in the program, with Medicare paying as much as $170 just for the visit alone. Some Medicare recipients even get $25 for showing up. No evidence yet, though, has emerged to show these appointments are helping seniors' health or saving taxpayer money. What we know so far is that it's always easier to talk about the importance of providing preventive care than it is to deliver it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And the guardians of interest rates met yesterday, but as expected, Federal Reserve policymakers decided to let interest rates alone for now. In a statement, the Fed said that weakness in the U.S. economy January to March of this year is, quote, likely to be transitory. This leaves open the possibility of a rate hike in June. The 10-year Treasury yield is up sharply at 2.34%. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.